Uncle's house.
Nah, this ain't that. But for real though, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast.
I mean, like, live out.
Yes, listen, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast, y'all. Listen, if y'all ain't know, light it up. You know what I'm saying? Pour your drink. It's time to sit tight, have some real conversations today. Cause we got super spicy here and about to be some super spicy conversations because we talking about side pieces.
Ooh, not the side pieces.
Mm-hmm. them ones that's out there that gotta know how to play their part. They gotta move accordingly.
Gotta stay in their lane, right?
You know what I'm saying? Your time and your attitude gotta coordinate. You feel me? If he say, I told her I want the Waffle House with the boys, you better be somewhere not near Waffle House with your girls. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you gonna be speaking to this significant other. You know what I mean?
It was the Waffle House for me. Like, we even have a Waffle House out here. I'm done.
Nah, but Waffle House is where the most shit going.
It was just, you know, the Waffle House for me. I'm sorry.
You feel me? We done said that shit way too many times. Tell them we need a check for that. All right, that was a good advertisement for Waffle House.
Waffle House, shut up.
So I'm tuned in. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I heard you gotta fight to do that application. But for real though, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a respect thing, you know what I mean? But I'm not talking about just like the people who be like, who don't tell them that they're in a relationship. I'm talking about the side person knows that person is in a relationship.
Right. That's what I want to talk about specifically right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really hard to, first of all, attraction is everything. That's what puts most of us in these situations with people, is attraction. I could look somebody across the room, they could look at me across the room. I don't know a motherfucking thing about this person, and they don't know a motherfucking thing about me. We don't even know each other's name. What is the thing that attracts us the most? Attraction. I find you physically, sexually, whatever, attractive, right? Now we get to talking. Well, one of us is married. One of us is in a situation, you know? But we can't seem to let go of this attraction. So we keep it a buck. Hopefully. We're just talking about somebody keeping a buck, keeping a band, keeping it real, whatever. You know, I don't know who's listening to this. Somebody could be in Cali. I don't know what keeping a buck means. So keeping it real, you know, whatever. You know, you know what I mean? So keeping it, so hopefully, we're going to talk about somebody keeping it real. I'm married. I'm in a relationship. I'm in a situationship, whatever. So what are we going to do? Right?
Facts. It definitely come down to what we're going to do.
Because I like you, you like me, so what up? Right? So that's when both people agree that we're okay with the situation. But what people don't realize when they make that agreement is that things get eventually messy. Because somebody gonna catch feelings. Not in all situations.
You're not all situations.
But in a lot of situations, somebody gonna catch feelings. And then things get complicated.
But before they catch feelings, though, regardless, even if they do, they still have to maneuver right.
Yeah. Respect. Don't hit my phone. I'm going to hit you. Look, also, like, if I'm the one in the relationship, right? And you're the one that's not in the relationship and you my side piece, don't hit my phone. Don't have to make me put you on silent. Do not disturb. All this shit. Because that's what people, that's how people move, you know? I'm going to hit you. Stay in your lane. You agreed to this verbal contract. Did you not? Okay, you did. So, stay in your motherfucking lane. And then when you don't, then I'm have to do all these extra things because now you risking shit at home or risking shit wherever in my situation. But the pussy good, the dick good, sex is good, the vibe is good. How do I let it go? That's when shit gets messy.
Facts. That's a fact though, because it's like it's hard times out here. It's hard to find somebody that can really like hit them spots or really attract you in multiple ways. You know what I'm saying? Or even be attractive in those ways, do something, and then you like it so much that you want to consistently do it with that person. You know what I'm saying? Because like it's not too many people who will be like, all right, it's cool. They do one thing good, but you know what I'm saying? Like the other thing, I really need that. So I'ma just dip out. You know what I mean? They like, well, look, I'm getting on a regular. I'ma keep that handy because I'ma need you for that. And then I'm probably gonna find something else and use something for that.
Hold on. So you talking about what I'm hearing you saying is being in a relationship and just looking for random fulfillments around that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Because maybe.
But hold up.
But that's what I'm saying, right? So it's not like, all right, it's not like, all right, you in a relationship, right? Now, you talking to number one, right? Boom. Number one can put it down headwise, right? Orally, right?
Whoa, hold on. Back it up because you lost me. You're in a relationship. Who's number one?
Number one is the side piece, right? Oh. The numbers are the side piece, right? The numbers are the side piece.
Oh, okay. Now we talk about multiple side pieces. Yeah. Okay, my bad. Now we talk about multiple. I didn't know we was doing all that.
Now we talk about
I thought we was talking about a main and a side piece. Now we talk about a main and multiple. Okay, all right. Let's get it.
Now we talking about multiple side pieces now, right? Okay. Now, the reason I say multiple side pieces, right, is because when you hit one, next thing you know, they all crumble. You might as well just go with them all. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You might as well just be out there.
What you mean?
If you already started to cheat, right? Ain't no reason to just stop at one.
Why not? You could
be a fucking Pokemon catcher and catch them all.
Oh, so you one of those niggas?
No, what I said was, if you start cheating, it ain't.
No. Nope. I'm gonna shut that down right now. Because you could be in a relationship where you don't know how to walk away from it,
mm-hmm.
and you're not happy,
yeah.
but you find a connection with somebody and you don't know how to end it with this person. You don't know how, you're stuck in a what is that fucking saying? A hard rock and a whatever
a
the fuck.
Rock and a hard rock and a soft place.
Whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not that you just right out here just trying to get pussy everywhere. See, that's that corny little immature mentality that you talking about. Mm-hmm. Oh, if I'm a cheap, I'm going to get all these bitches then. But that's not what we talking about. We talking about a side piece. Mm-hmm. You talking about just being a whole hoe.
I mean, that's what it technically turns into, right?
No.
So you saying, right? So what you saying is, right, is that when you find a side piece, right, that side piece got to be It got to be worthy, so they got to be able to do all the things that get significant other.
No, in certain situations, yes. There's like a certain situations. Either you're in a relationship, it's not fulfilling you, whatever, or you're just a cheater. Being in a relationship and not being fulfilled and not being able to leave that relationship and needing fulfillment somewhere else, somebody else to fill your cup, then you find somebody to fill your cup, right? Or you just a whole cheating ass motherfucker and you're just going to have multiple motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are different situations. So what's the difference between, now hold on, now we just talked about that, whatever, that's some fuck shit. What's the difference between a side piece,
mm-hmm.
and a mistress?
Because because the significant other know about the mistress, right?
Right. So a mistress knows about the situation. That's where she really supposed to stay in her lane, right?
Oh, yeah.
But how do you keep, personally, you keep a mistress by what? Taking care of her. Because ain't no way in hell a bitch is going to be like, I'm going to be a mistress. I know about your wife. I know about this. I know about that. Then 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. I'm going to deal with all that shit. So I'm going to keep me here. Because your dick ain't going to do it. Then that I can get dick anywhere else, right?
But can you get dick that good?
Well, obviously, it's being thrown down. But but you better take care of something. Because if you're at home taking care of your wife and kids and you're not taking care of me, you want me to be a mistress. But what's the difference between a mistress and a fucking side piece? Let's pull the money out of the situation, taking care of the situation. Like, a side piece is just a jump off, right?
Mm. A mistress is like consistently.
That's what I think.
That's what you're saying with it?
I mean, I think. So maybe a side piece doesn't know her lane. Maybe a side piece doesn't know where she stands. Mm. Side piece is just side piece, bitch. I'm just getting some ass.
So you saying, all right, so the side piece, right, is the one where they like, yo, look, I'm in a relationship, but I'm a leaver, right?
No, a side piece, I feel like a side piece most of the time won't even know that she's a side piece.
True, but a mistress would know.
She has to know because that's what makes her a mistress. That's what titles her as a mistress, right?
Because she's a mystery woman?
No, because she knows you would have you tied the fuck down. And she knows when you call, what's that song by, don't let me pull up that song. It was a song by, it's in the 90s, by, I think it's 702. 702, one of those three women groups that they talked about how a man, he showed up every Friday night at a hotel. Mm-hmm. Can't be that other woman. It's called Can't Be That Other Woman. Because she knew going into the situation that she was that other woman. But after every weekend that passed, now she catching feelings. I gotta meet you at a hotel. I gotta keep hush. I can't be that other woman. So it's like, where's that fine line between a mistress and a side piece?
Okay. But regardless, they gotta play their role though, right?
I think so. If they know, if they're aware.
I mean, even if they find out.
No, fuck that. If I meet somebody at a bar or at a club or a fucking whatever it is, you shoot me your number, we go out on a date, we're chilling, and then I find out after all the shit, we done fucked everything, then I find out you're in a relationship, yeah, I'm gonna play my lane.
Then you see it. Then you see him at the bar with a girl.
Well, see, me, hold up.
That's a good scenario.
And me, I'm going to play my lane, right? I'm not going to act like I know shit about you, but I best believe you'll never hear from me again because you didn't keep it a buck with me. But a lot of bitches won't act like that. There's petty bitches out here. There's petty bitches who will make a problem. So y'all motherfuckers better be very care about what you do out in these streets. And if you want to just be playing player, then be careful who you put your dick in. Because bitches get wrapped up very quickly.
They get wrapped up more than these condoms out here nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, I'm going to keep it a buck, right? Most of the stores I go in, right, I look at the condom section, and it be the same number of condoms every time I go.
Like, people don't be using condoms? Don't use
them drawers. Or, like, what are y'all buying them by bulk or something? Like, y'all buying them on Amazon?
Wait, we should talk about... we should talk about the condom use.
You gonna talk about real. The raw dog?
Because, let's keep it real, like... People really don't be fucking with condoms.
It is what it is.
No, because I be thinking about home my homegirls and they be like, yo, like, I really don't be beat for that shit. Like, okay, you're like, I know.
So, you think they be using condoms with their side? Like, should you use a condom with your side piece?
If you are in a relationship and you really care about the person that you're with, but you don't, whatever the situation is that makes you feel that you need a side bitch, you need a mistress, whatever, I do believe that the most respectful thing to do, because none of it is respectful. Mm-hmm. It's out of pocket. But in that out of pocket situation, if you could be a little bit respectful, where the fuck? Shut the. Put that shit on. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what that bitch is doing. Because she ain't your bitch.
Facts. And she out here fucking.
You know, she ain't your bitch. So like, you're not only cheating on your woman, cheating on your man, whatever the case may be, but you might potentially bring something back home to them and they don't deserve that. And look, I've been in these type of situations and I'm just now really thinking about it. Like, damn, like, this shit is real. Like, but the whole cheating thing is like a whole mind fuck. Because you think about it, like, then why be in a relationship? Because we're selfish. That's really what it is. If we're not really ready to settle down and be loyal to each other, loyal to somebody else, mm-hmm. but we out here being in relationships and cheating, we fucking selfish.
I mean... So to some, it ain't nothing wrong with, like, they feel like it ain't nothing wrong with just taking a chance. Like, it's an opportunity. I'm only going to get, like, I could fuck her when I get out of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I could fuck him or her when I get out of a relationship. But when I get out of a relationship, they might not want to fuck me then. So I might as well do it now while I got the opportunity. That's how some people see that shit. Like, yo, it's fuck it. It's time, my opportunity. I'm here.
But if you really love somebody and you go and fuck somebody because you get this opportunity, mm-hmm. but if they do it to you, like, make it make sense.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? That's why they say, right? Keep it on the low. Right? Ain't that what he said, right? That's what we said in the song.
Because you don't want to know.
Right. Exactly. Right. So, even on that portion, they got to put it apart. Because
I'm going to say it right now. I don't trust nobody. I think everybody are fucking liars. I really don't believe that there is any real existence of loyalty. I don't trust it at all. And that's very unfortunate. Women, men, everything, like, there is this fine line where we just have to accept that shit's gonna happen. We're either gonna have somewhat of respect for each other and try to work the fuck out and have some mistakes in between or just be trifling ass motherfuckers. That's it. Like, people suck, period.
I mean, at the end of the day, sometimes if you don't fuck up, how can you know what's right? Right? If you never went through a phase of fucking doing this and doing that, how would you know what it was like? So when you finally get to the point where, you know, you're ready to actually, you know what I'm saying, settle down, you like, yo, like, I done did all that shit. Like, I ain't worry about that shit. Now that person is like, but damn, like, how come you not asking for this? How come you not asking for that? Every other guy asked for that. You know what I'm saying? And we way deeper into the relationship now. So like, how come you not asking for that? And they like, look, I done did all that. Did all of that back then. That's I got all that out of my system. You know what I'm saying? Like, it come to that point where sometimes you gotta be able to have the experience to know what it was like. Sometimes you have to do the job, have to have done the job before in order to know that job wasn't shit.
You lost me a little bit. What you mean about that?
Like you worked the job that you didn't want to work, right? So for instance, right? You just did it because women was like, oh yeah, what's up? Like, you trying to get down? All right, fucking come on, let's go. You didn't really enjoy this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you enjoyed the moment, yeah, when you in it. But after that, it was just like, it happened. Eh, it happened. Like, I know it would happen. Shit. I mean, look at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but then it comes to the point where it's like, all right, cool. Like, I understand that motherfuckers is going to flock to me. All right, that shit is cool. Like, but I'm done with all that. You know what I mean? I want the one that flock with me.
Yeah. But it's hard to, well, you talk about just growing up at that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, like, what I'm saying? You're
getting out of it. You know what I'm saying? But you, like, have to have a side piece previously in order to know, yo, that shit not going to work out in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I think about my life, right? Like, before my whole long relationship and my marriage and all that shit, I cheated on everybody. Like, I really didn't take anybody serious. I stayed cheating. And then I met somebody and my life changed and I changed and I was committed for 13 years. And then I got out of that relationship and then I went back into another serious relationship, like very seriously, but it was with a married man. And now I found myself being committed to a married man. So now I'm the mistress. And now I know my lane, supposedly, right? When things didn't work out with that, I was like, well, fuck this. Then I kind of did my thing hard as shit, you know? What I consider hard as shit, because, I mean, bitches have different levels of that, you know? But, you know, the thing is like, I really feel like if you really, really love somebody and if you really, really respect them and you really, really see a future with them, you just don't want nobody else. In my 13 years of my relationship / marriage, I didn't see nobody else but her. I didn't see nobody else. I wanted her. I didn't gawk over nobody. I didn't disrespect the relationship. And I was a cheater. So it's not about like, oh, you can't. No, this now you can't change. I just really feel like it takes that one special person to be like, I don't want to hurt them. They don't deserve that. You know, and I feel like everybody's able to change and everybody's able to make somebody happy if it's worth it to them. And this whole side bitch and the mistress thing, like, it's messy. It's messy. And then you lying to motherfuckers, like, there's only so much you can lie about having a side piece or a mistress. It's gonna catch up. And then at that point, then why are you dragging this person along with you? Now you're just selfish.
Selfishness. Crazy thing in the world. Yeesh.
I'm just saying.
So on that note, y'all, I just want to say, being selfish and trying to keep all the pussy, all the dick to yourself, that's not fair. You gotta save some for the real ones, okay? Because some of the real ones can't get it because you out here being fake. You know what I'm saying? You ain't being true to the one that you with. You gotta be true to the one you with. If you gonna fuck around, you gotta let them know, look, I got this opportunity. I just wanna, you know, let you know that I'm not gonna go through with it because I want you. So all the things that I'm thinking about doing to her, I'm about to do to you. All the things I'm thinking about doing to him, I'm about to do to you. You know what I mean? Like, we gotta move on past the side piece mistress thing. You know what I'm saying? Because
that'll never end.
Because
there's always gonna be side bitches and mistresses.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, right, we can, you gotta, if you're going to do it, let your significant other know you're doing it. And then use the proper precautions, right?
Because if you let your significant other know that now no longer they're a side bitch or a mistress, now it's just an open relationship.
it could be open relationship if they allow it. But it's some people who just be like, look, I'm not going to stop seeing them. You know what I'm saying? And really I want to continue being with you because I really love you. But I enjoy being with them for those brief moments. So, you know what I mean? And some people just be like, all right, well, I mean, either you're going to leave or you're going to stay.
Yeah, well, I wish a motherfucker would. This is like a tough topic, you know what I mean?
It is. It's a real tough topic because it swings a lot of places. You know what I'm saying? It swings.
There's no right or wrong answer to this. It really isn't. It's all wrong. It really is.
The whole thing, all right, the whole situation of it is wrong, but it's right ways to go about it. It's right ways to go about it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like doing shrooms, right? It's kind of like doing shrooms, right? It's bad. It's bad to do shrooms. But if you're going to do it, you do a nice amount so you don't OD. Right? So you don't do too much, right? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hallucinate to the point where you can't even get out of the hallucination. You know what I mean?
All right, I see what you're saying. Because you was going left for there for a minute.
Yeah,
but like,
I got you.
I know.
I'm going to bring you back. You know what I'm saying? It's bad to do drugs, but if you're going to do them, just... make sure that you don't get it. Make sure you don't do enough to wind up in the hospital or grave.
He said, if you're going to do it, just do it the right way. You feel me? Don't bury your grave.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, like the whole thing is fucked up. And it's hard for me, like, as a 37-year-old woman now, thinking, like, I don't know real any, like, I've like a handful, literally a handful of like real loyal people in their relationships. And I'm like, damn, like nobody's, we're just humans and we get tempted and we do violate our relationships even though we love people. And it's like, where is the fine line? Where do we decide that it's not okay, you know? And I, unfortunately, for me, I'm going to say I know way more loyal women than I know loyal men. And I have this very horrible outlook on men that I don't like. Because I've only known cheaters my whole life. My father, my brothers, my cousins, my boyfriends, you know. Cheaters upon cheaters upon cheaters upon cheaters. But I've known some really loyal women. But I don't know no loyal man. So it's hard, you know?
Do you know more men than women?
I do. I grew up around a lot of men. And that's why I have such an opinion about men, because I grew up around a lot of men. And because of the men that I grew up around, I don't trust men.
I mean, do we really trust anybody nowadays?
I don't trust people in general, but I know way more realer bitches than I do men.
I mean, like, for me, that's just, I feel like I just know more men who don't get into relationships. Like it's either they're in a relationship to the point where they're damn near married, you know what I'm saying? Or they just not in a relationship, out here swinging, and bitches just know they're not in a relationship, and they still just out here doing it. Some of these bitches do be in relationships, but I'm like, damn, like.
No, bitches be out here wilding too. Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, y'all niggas is out here wilding.
Yeah, this is a tough topic. There's so many opinions about it, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's either you want to live a life with somebody and fulfillment and growth and success and respect each other, or you want that too, but you want something on the side. Sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes one woman is not enough. Sometimes one man is not enough. And I feel like people know who to be with to know that they can do those things. Like my ex. His wife don't react to him cheating. She reacts a little bit, but he's been cheating on her the entire time, disrespecting her the entire time, and she will not leave him, right? He's comfortable in that. Not only is he financially stable and able with her, so that's why he stays, but he also knows that he can get pussy anywhere. And she's not going to question shit. So he's going to stay in that situation. And she's going to be okay with that situation. Because she don't want to let him go. And he don't want to let go of the comfortability and the easiness of his life. For me, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want nobody to disrespect me like that. I don't want to be in my house, in my bed, in my house, in my car, at home, thinking my man or my bitch, because, you know, bisexual, so you never know where my life is going to end. That I'm being cheated on. I have to wonder. It all depends on who you end up and what they are willing to tolerate.
I don't know if y'all heard what she... Let me tell y'all what I heard out that last part, right? When she said what they willing to tolerate. I heard, if you don't want to spend the rest of your life looking over your shoulder, right, or just wind up with some rat poisoning in your food, or
I mean, I don't want to do rat poison now. I definitely fuck your ass.
Or with eye drops in your cereal. I mean, with eye drops in your breakfast every morning. I suggest, if you going to go out here and do something, you do that shit to the best of your motherfucking ability so they don't find out. Or you do that shit right. Like, you know what I'm saying? You play your motherfucking position. You let them know how to play their motherfucking position. Because if you don't inform motherfuckers of what's going on, they don't know shit. And if they don't know shit.
I would rather be cheated on and the bitch not know than be cheated on and the bitch know. I would so rather that. Because now I got two motherfuckers doing me wrong. True. Two motherfuckers coming at my life.
True.
Because my man or my bitch on some other shit. But if they lying to you and you don't know of my existence, well, you just an innocent bystander. But if you know, I'm gonna catch a case in this whole motherfucking situation. And I will never understand women who allow their men to cheat and just sit by their side. Bitch, you dumb. You a stupid, insecure ass bitch, and you need some therapy.
So, I do think that at that portion, if you find out, I do feel like, if you really gonna stick around, I feel like you should use couples therapy or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Figure out why they keep cheating on you. You feel me?
I'm never going to. I would never go to couples therapy with a motherfucker who keeps cheating. No, goodbye, sir. Because you're not going to stop. Are you kidding me? Oh, couples therapy. Oh, that's cute. Now he's just going to find more thrifty and crafty ways to fuck, not get caught.
Now he going to fuck the therapist.
No, I'm good. I'm so good.
I was like, this is why you're here. But it must be another reason why you're here.
I'm so good. On that note, cheating ain't good, but if you gonna do it, let's be cute about it.
Not the cute.
Let's be cute about it. And some real shit, if you married, like, fuck you on some real shit. If you married, fuck you on some real shit.
Hey, y'all, listen, y'all, listen. We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Stay high, y'all. Stay tuned. You stay hydrated. You keep a bottle of water by your side. You know the rest. You know what I mean? But subscribe. Yeah, that's the vibe. Share this shit. Because I ain't hearing enough of y'all talk about these episodes. Because there's some parts in here where y'all can't stop talking about. And y'all don't even post it on y'all social medias. I want to start seeing me around y'all. You feel me? So, come on. Let's hashtag Hibachi 420 podcast. Let's get it. You feel me? But stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned.